Enhancing the Positive Perspective, one of the most interesting hours in radio, where we shine the positive light of Jesus Christ on the scriptures, music, our communities, and world issues. We're broadcasting live from Skid Row Studios in beautiful downtown Los Angeles.
Hi, I'm Willis Boyd.
I'm Shantae Duncan.
And you know you're listening to Positive Perspective. So tonight we have a very interesting show. It's going to be based on the history of Positive Light Ministries and kind of the foundation of it, pretty much. Very interesting guests, Lupe Garcia and Steve Garcia.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Very proud.
Thank you.
So anyway, I was going to say that we're all winners in this room. And the reason that we're all winners is because, people might say, why do you think you're winners? And it's probably because, you know, we can trust each other. We know that when we say something to one another, that our word is bond. And
that's right.
That goes a long way in building a relationship or building relationships. I have to do something right now, and I don't want to do it, but I have to do it. Hey, Guitar Joe, I just wanted to say hi to you right now. It's
Shout
me,
out to Joe.
Handy Gator. Yes, you're. Oh, okay. I'll see you later,
Joe.
Anyway, I had to get that out of the way. There's a lot of people say Willis Boyd, I know him, you know. He's not a winner. And they say that because they know me. But, you know, some people know me and I try to keep my word. Okay. What we're going to do here is... I'm going to talk to Lupe, and she is, like I say, the beginning foundation of Positive Light because of her efforts and our joint efforts to establish something that we really didn't have any idea about. I don't believe you remember how we met. Do you remember how we met, Lupe?
I do, briefly, in the catering business when I was catering out at Unifield, right?
Unified.
Yeah.
Where
Close.
You work.
Right.
So that's where we met.
Uh-huh. And you don't remember, you're still a magnificently beautiful woman. And
thank you.
I mean, more beautiful now than then. And the guys are, you know, coming out to the catering truck. You know, what is that song?
Milkshake.
No, we won't even go there. So what I'm trying to say is she had magic. She still has that magic and personality, and that drew me to her. And we had a deal that we made, and you don't remember that deal, huh?
Well, we were just talking about it. Uh-huh. I do remember briefly that I wanted to work out, but I couldn't get motivated. And it just so happened that we lived in the same city, so a lot of things just came together and worked out to where that took place. Mm-hmm. And we were able to make that deal. So now that we're reminiscing about it and, you know, just talking about it, yes, I'm
And the deal
I'm
was for you,
it.
You listeners, is that if I showed her how to work out, be her workout partner, that she would volunteer in my ministry. Mm-hmm. And that's basically how what our agreement was. Now, I didn't know. A lot of people just talk. So, I mean, she's a beautiful young lady, and they talk. You know how beautiful young ladies are. I hope you guys know that, right? So, anyway, I just took it at that, and she was, like, true to her word. Her and her family, her children, her three children.
Yes.
At that time, they're pretty young then, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're talking about almost 15 years ago.
So. Right. And
a lot has happened.
So she jumped on board with her children. We did puppet shows. We did performances. A matter of fact, we're going to do a performance right now. The first two songs that we recorded, Lupe we're not going to be singing them, but these are the songs that she learned with Positive Light Ministries. Oh yeah. Okay, if this gets a little funky for you guys, forgive us, all right?
Get your hands up in the air and just praise him. We should just love and obey him. He loves you, Jesus loves you. Get your hands
come on.
Up in the air and just praise him. We should just love and obey him. He loves you, Jesus loves you.
Ojo con el diablo. That means look out for the devil who's running around these streets. Doing evil when I'm teaching God's word. It helps to be bilingual. A positive light is what we want to shine.
The light of Jesus, it won't make you blind.
And you'll be a soldier once you make up your mind.
Accept him in your heart.
See, I was getting low up in the club, and you always see my booty shaking. Front and a smile, even though my heart was breaking. Didn't know just what it was, seemed like something missing. Got tired of the kind of life I was living.
Yeah.
Late one night, I finally made my decision. Accepted Christ, now I'm a soldier for his mission. Open your mind, hold your tongue, try to listen. Jesus is coming back soon, make sure that you're forgiven.
Get your hands up in the air and just praise him. We should just love and obey him. He loves you, Jesus loves you. Get your hands
come on.
Up in the air and just praise him.
Come on.
We should just love and obey him.
He loves you, Jesus loves you.
All right.
Yay.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. We're gonna
do the next song, Positive Light.
Yeah, positive. You know, I learned to shine a positive light and shine it bright. It makes no difference if it's day or it's night. You see, God shines his light from the heavens above, and he gives it to us. So we can try to show you his love. His love is Jesus, name of all names. Accept him in your heart and your life will never be the same. So now you know, will you be positive? It's up to you, it's your prerogative.
I love Jesus,
we love Jesus. Jesus loves you, do you love Jesus?
You know I learned to shine a positive light.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you. We know that Jesus loves you.
Yeah! Those were the first two Positive Light hits in Lupe.
Yes.
Lupe had to step way out of her comfort zone.
Totally out of
to do this. She didn't sing. She didn't perform. She didn't do any of those things. But I guess my question is, Lupe, how did you do that and why did you do that?
Because I committed.
Mm.
Because I committed and my word was all I had. So even though it was difficult, and I believe that it comes to the obedience in the Lord. So
Wait a minute. You didn't know the Lord. I mean, you knew of the Lord. And
yes.
I believe with all my heart that the Lord was grabbing at you and wanted you because I knew you had that spirit in you. But you weren't doing the things that you were supposed to be doing in the Lord then.
Correct. But I still had that instilled in me from my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So there was something in me that I did not identify then that it was the Holy Spirit, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Now in my walk with the Lord that I know, but it was that. It was the Holy Spirit.
Okay, do you remember Norris, the voice training and that whole torturous thing that you had to go through and learning dance moves? And
I didn't want to do it.
No.
I didn't want to do it. It was difficult. I had my moments where I cried, but I needed to be obedient because I had given you my word.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it wasn't just for the songs, I know that, you know, God had a plan in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
So whether I knew or I was walking with Christ at the time, his plan was to get me where I was going to be used, and you were utilized for his glory as I was. So, and as positive light in my family and your family. I mean, it's just awesome how it has all over just unraveled through these years.
Yeah, I know, but it's, I mean, you look back on it.
It was scary.
I know.
It was scary. I mean, you know for a fact that, you know, I have my what's the word I want to say? My limits, you know, and it's like you took me out of my comfort zone and you would push me. And I'm not going to do that. And I'm not going to count. And I was just rebellious against it. And it was like fighting and kicking all the way, you know. Right. But it was because I had given you my word. And even though, you know, it was difficult for me, I had to do it.
I know. And then that's not performing in front of people.
Oh, no, that's another level.
I mean, remember, we came down here to Skid Row. We did performances, Sergeant Stryker. We did puppet shows. Mm-hmm. We did it for the church and all kinds of things. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's one thing practicing in a room by yourself, but then it's another thing when you have to get in front of a lot of people and do performances.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I remember was there was times I would come home from work and Loopy would be in tears. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And the next day we had rehearsal, Loopy be there 5 minutes before the time. You were always on time. You'd be there and you'd be like, let's try it again. Mm-hmm. Let's just try it again. You never gave up.
Yeah. Okay, now I want to get into an area that, I mean, really funded Positive Light Ministry. And I guess it talks about tithing. And I think I was the one that basically told you about tithing and...
Well, we talked about it. I had always tithed in different ways, not really going on God's word, you know, but like I explained in the beginning, it was something that I was taught as a child, you know, with my grandmother. And I knew, I saw my uncles and my mother always tithing to her. They always gave their first of whatever they brought home to their mom, you know. It was a big family. So I saw that. And as I grew, as I became...
Wait a second. Now, tithing is giving your first to God, not to your mom.
But you gave it to her and then she gave it to...
Whatever it was. That's how I knew that it was, we were to give. And of course, like... you know, I grew up as a Catholic, not practicing my traditions or my religion. But that's what I saw in giving and tithing, and that's how I compared it to giving to God, now knowing better, of course.
Now, I don't remember how it came about exactly, but you were tithing to Positive Light Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you've basically, I mean, my pocket's got pretty empty, but you really basically were really helping Positive Light. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you started tithing, did your business get better or did you see that? Because the money you were giving to Positive Light was constantly increasing.
Yes.
And
yes.
We were able to purchase puppets and all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And could you kind of talk about that a little? Because you were... a mother, single mother of three.
Mm-hmm.
And I think pretty much you were struggling. You were doing it gracefully, but I think you were struggling. Mm-hmm. But you were also having faith that I guess God was going to keep his word. Mm-hmm. So could you kind of talk about that a little?
Sure. Yes. As a matter of fact, my business was growing. I was blessed. And in more than one way. I think a lot had to do with who I am, and the spirit, my customer service, you know, and all of that. So all of that came about when we, as we started talking, you and I, you encouraged me a lot and you spoke to me a lot about God. And even though I didn't know Denise as much as, you know, as you and I had, you know, our relationship was growing. And even though others thought, no, you know, they can't have a friendship, you know, there's no way that a married man and, you know, a single woman and carpooling and all of that, you know, all that we went through. people judged us. You
yeah,
know,
I remember where, the certified thing,
yeah,
Ted.
Yeah.
Teddy,
yeah, there was a lot of
animosity and jealousy were to the point
absolutely.
Where they were trying to destroy her reputation mm-hmm. and her mm-hmm. business with
yes.
Unified. They mm-hmm. went to the president and made mm-hmm. false accusations against her.
Mm-hmm.
Accusations.
Mm-hmm. Accusations.
Yeah. Against her mm-hmm. to try to get her to lose that very important account.
Yes.
And all it was just evil mm-hmm. jealousy.
Yeah. So. And you know, and that just goes to show you that we were doing the right thing, you know, and because of our obedience, because of my obedience and your obedience of continuing to encourage and give me Bible studies, actually. But mm-hmm. of course, you weren't telling me, you know, I remember when you would ask me, you want to pray? And I'd be, no, I don't want to pray. You know, I had, you know, and he would continue to, Lupe, let's pray. I don't want to pray. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like praying right now, Willis. You know, but because of your encouraging words and always your stories about the Bible, you know, that even though I knew a little of, you just, you know, you continue to encourage me with those words okay. and motivate me. So that's how that came about to where I started giving to that cause, because as we made the commitment, you know, okay, you'll help me with Positive Light and I'll help you work out because I know this is what you want to do. I knew that it was a good cause, you know? So mm-hmm. as I started giving to Positive Light, my business did start getting better.
Yeah,
it did start getting better.
Well, that's what I saw, because the tithing increased.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, then I think that's enough on that matter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, help me, Shantae. Help me.
Yeah, you were talking about, I guess, her earlier stages in life and marriage and those kind of
okay.
decisions that.
Okay, yeah.
Trying to touch on that part next.
Yeah, but basically it's kind of maybe a soft spot. I remember, and I can say this, right? You moving in with Steve.
Absolutely.
Or actually him moving
that,
in.
This is what our testimony is, you
yeah.
know, this is God, you know, God turns things around for the best, you
uh-huh.
know, and even though there was a lot of pain and a lot of hurt, people don't understand, how can you talk? There was a lot of tears. I mean, there was a lot of hurt, but you know, it's a process, like everything. It's a process. And for us not to share those hurts, those scars, those tears,
the testimony,
it wouldn't be a testimony
okay.
of us being here today.
Okay,
so
now,
absolutely.
Steve, in those early days, I didn't like you. but what I'm saying is, at a time we were working out and then you guys moved in together for whatever reason. Then you were working out less frequently
mm-hmm.
Because we used to have like a little Bible study on Saturday mornings and then work out. And then you said you just wanted to sleep in with your man
mm-hmm.
and that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
And where were you at in all this, Steve? And I didn't know, did you know, or were you aware?
I could kind of see the headwinds coming where it was like, there's God's coming into my life and what's going on here? What's Willis uh-huh. trying to do? What's going to happen with my lady and all that? And,
uh-huh.
I was a broken man who didn't know he was broken, basically.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's where I was, and I was in the world and I was doing what I wanted, you know, at that time. And, you know, quite frankly, I didn't really care. You know, I was doing what I had to do. I felt like I had sacrificed my whole life for a lot of other people, you know, my family and everything else, and it all blew up. So I was like, I was no way I was going to do that again for anybody.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I was hard, and I was stubborn.
Yeah, yeah, and I remember, and I don't know if you want to talk about it or not, a young lady you were with that you raised her son or something, and then they turned on you or that whole, I mean, do you want to talk about that? You want to keep that under wraps or is
well,
that,
I mean, that was part of my brokenness. That was
that
another...
That you couldn't really
mm-hmm.
trust
right.
anyone. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Or?
Basically, in a nutshell, marriage didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm either not good at it, or this doesn't work, or it's not for me, or what have you. So that's basically where I was at.
And you didn't know anything about God's plan for marriage?
No, none at all.
You were not.
Well, I remember Loopy calling at midnight one night, and you know, she was kind of at a crossroads, and she's like, "Niece, I need a place to stay." Mm-hmm. I said, "You need me to come get you now?" She says, "Nope, I'll be there at 6 o'clock in the morning." Willis comes home from work, and I says, Loopy and the kids are moving in with us. Her and Steve have problems, and I didn't know what they were. Mm-hmm. But I knew Loopy wanted to get married. Mm-hmm. That's what she talked about all the time. She wanted to marry Steve. But Steve was running away.
No, that wasn't it at all. She loves Steve.
Yeah, she loves Steve.
Love.
You know? And Steve was hightailing the other way, and Loopy just was like, I got to go. You know, so 6 o'clock in the morning, she pulls up and we start unloading the car.
Mm-hmm. And also, yeah, that was very turmoil time in, mm-hmm. in our relationship.
It was.
Because I know I felt I knew Steve and I knew people like Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And you have your desires and your wants or mm-hmm. you feel what your needs. But God not being in that equation. And not, us not having the power, and I believe that the Spirit gives us power. I mean, we're like everybody else,
mm-hmm.
but that Spirit in us, it helps us. It does it. It's not perfect. It's like we don't not ever make mistakes or give in to our temptations. But at that time, you guys were in all that turmoil because mm-hmm. you wanted one thing. You wanted something mm-hmm. that was in, deeply inside mm-hmm. of you, mm-hmm. and you just right. couldn't. See it because you weren't feeling it like that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it caused all that turmoil.
Mm-hmm.
You and I, when you went back to him, we didn't speak, I think, for a couple of mm-hmm. years.
Yeah.
Or something
That's
like
right.
that.
So and it was devastating.
Yeah. Do you remember what Willis used to tell you that, you know, God don't like lukewarm.
Yep.
Either hot or you're mm-hmm. cold.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that brings
that,
up.
That was just... And Loopy mm-hmm. knew exactly what you were talking yeah. about when you yeah. said that. And she had to make a decision at that mm-hmm. time. And... She, at that time, chose to be with Steve.
Mm-hmm.
That was her decision.
And then that...
It was many times that mm-hmm. that I felt that, you know, and my spirit was grieving immensely. And he knows how deep it was. I mean, he didn't understand. But when moments of crying, you know, and he didn't like, what's going on? I mean, you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're in passionately in love, and then all of a sudden you start crying. It's like, wait.
You well, you're in a tug of war.
Yeah, absolutely.
You had me
my
on
spirit.
One side,
oh,
one
yeah.
side, I'm here,
yeah.
and you're...
Yeah, and in all honesty, at that time, Steve was my God. Mm-hmm. Steve was my God. I made Steve my God. He was my everything. He was my everything, and that's why God had to remove me from him, you know. I mean, this is down the road, but I know that. And I saw it, and you know, there was people in my life that asked me, I have no idea. I just knew that he was the man that was supposed to be in my life, and I had to give 110% to him, regardless, because that's what a good woman does.
Hey,
you know, so that was you know what I knew. And that was the only love that I knew how to receive,
mm-hmm.
you know, without really knowing Christ. Back
and
then.
It's interesting to see that her struggle with that tug of war with, you know, being with God or not, mm-hmm. you know, once she made that decision, it was my turn.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through a tug of war with the Lord also. It's like, okay, you're either with me or you're against me. Mm-hmm. You know, what are you going to do? And I think we all mm-hmm. face that.
Well,
that
I remember one time, and I'm like thinking, man, that dude, he's like Chante, he thirsty. That's like what the kids say now
mm-hmm,
when you just want
you're
a
like
woman.
You're desperate or mm-hmm. you really want yeah. somebody.
Okay, I remember when you guys were at a service at Harvest,
mm-hmm.
and you went down to get saved,
mm-hmm.
and Steve went down to get saved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, Steve got saved. I say he didn't get saved. I say he got saved so he can still control you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so mm-hmm. he talked you into moving back in with him.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys were not in the same room.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
You were back in that bed?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And I said, that dog! And that was like, and when you did that, I said, you know what, in my book, I go, that's but here we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where are we going to go from here?
All right, I think we're going to take a break, go to announcements, and then we'll get back to our discussion with Steve and Lupe.
Yeah.
All right, we want to thank you for tuning in to Positive Perspective. You can visit iTunes.com to download podcasts from our previous shows. And if you'd like to call in, our number is 800-893-9562. The best impression started home. Elite for affordable prices. Live in large furniture. For more information, contact Richard Boyd at 951-214-8555. Drama Stage Qumran has a weekly Veterans Theater workshop led by Melvin Ishmael Johnson and Earlene Anthony. The workshop is on Wednesday nights from 4 to 6 p.m., and it's a free course in stage managing, playwriting, and more. If you'd like more information about this, you can contact Melvin Johnson at 213-908-9567 or email dramastage1@yahoo.com. October 11, 2014, at the Los Angeles Convention Center, there's a casting call for all acting, singing, and dancing positions for the nonprofit organization Kingdom Warriors Foundation. Registration is free. You have to go to Eventbrite to register and type in Convention Center Casting Call. It's all ages. Again, registration is free. And if you'd like more information, contact Mellow Desire. Her number is 718-510-4803. I'd like to thank our professional engineers back there, Jenny and Andy. Doing a great job back there. Thank you, guys. And if you'd like to be a part of our show through sponsorship, please contact us at 951-789-1046. And if you'd like to learn more about Positive Light Ministries, please visit our website, positivelight.org, and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/wearepositivelight. And now back to our discussion.
Hey, that was lovely, Shante.
Good job, Shante.
Lovely. Okay, so we're talking about Steve being a man. He's being a man, and he's turned around.
You want to talk about this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about now about you being voted off of the Positive Light Board, and I guess mm-hmm. how you felt about that, what led to it.
It was devastating.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when Willis came to me and said, you know, Lupe, I've been praying about this. I've been talking about it to Uncle
Elsie.
Yeah, because he was the pastor. Mm-hmm. And I know that you were talking to him. And it hurt. It was painful because it was something that we began. Mm-hmm. And I knew that I was in right with the Lord. So I knew it. So that it didn't make it easier for me to walk away. I believe it made it to where I would respect the decision because it was God's way to do things and God has order. And I knew that. So, but it was painful, but we got through it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how about the man that married you, Pastor Louie?
The man that married mm-hmm. us?
Yeah,
Pastor Louie. How'd you meet him and get involved with God's in that whole thing?
After being separated, again, maybe for a little over a year from where I totally made the decision to follow Christ and no more being in a relationship with Steve, understanding that he did not want to marry, that he wanted nothing to marry. I loved him so much that I had to give him up. If I didn't love him, I wouldn't have been able to give him up.
Is it that thing where they say, if you love them, set them free? Is that, Shante, help me.
If you love something,
set it free, and it'll come, if it comes back to you, it's because it was meant for you.
Oh, is that the way it goes?
Well, I don't know if that's the way it goes, but in my heart, I loved him so much that I would be willing to respect that if he didn't want to marry and he wanted to be in sin for the rest of his life, he can be in sin without me. Mm-hmm. So at that time when I made that decision, still like Willis says, I'm not perfect. I made many mistakes. However, at that time that God was working on Steve, is how it unraveled to where we met Pastor Louis, but I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Yes, well, we had finally decided to get back together, and I had decided that I was going to honor my commitment to her and get married. And you know, we still struggled, even with that. We still struggled with, we were just seemed to be different people. We were in Christ.
Totally.
And we were different people, and, you know, we weren't doing the things that we were before. And we had to give up some of our friends and activities. So it was kind of like, well, I'm not sure because you're totally different now. And she said the same to me. It's like, I don't know if we're compatible. We're two different people now. So should we still get married? How crazy that sounds, but
it sounds pretty crazy.
It was, but it was. If you know if you're in Christ and as opposed to the world, it is quite a bit different. And that was something we struggled with.
Yeah. We weren't sure if we should continue a relationship or not. However, we have our neighbor in Riverside, Angelina Delgado.
Angelina!
Yes, shout to her. Love you, Angelina. And they were having a DNA of relationships, relationship for couples, workbook that they were starting. So they were going to start that. And Pastor Louis and Jean Arrieta, he wasn't our pastor yet, but that's when we met Louis, and Gina. And, that's how we met them there at that, DNA relationship class for couples. And we, it was all God. It was all God. This was where it was going to determine because I hated him right then and there. When we were at that point, it's like, I loved it. I loved him, but I loved the man before and I hated him at the same time because there was so much hurt. There was so much hurt in my heart.
It was like hurt and pleasure, right?
It's difficult to
agony
understand.
With the ecstasy.
Well, you have to get through the forgiveness stage, correct. And that's where you were struggling.
So that's where we met Pastor Louis. And as we continued going through those couples classes, is how we got to meet them. And then they were going to start a Bible study, Pastor Louis and Gina. And that's how we came about of starting our relationship. And when we finally, I knew, I went up to Pastor Louis and I said, Pastor, will you marry us? Because I knew we were going to, I knew it was on me. If I said, okay, I'm moving forward with this relationship, we were going to get married. Right then and there is when Pastor, he wasn't Pastor then, but when Louis, he was so excited and he said, absolutely. And that's how we came about with our relationship with Gina and Louis, Arrieta.
And I think, praise God for Pastor Louis because that was the first time I really heard the word of God, you know, and he wasn't somebody who was on TV or he wasn't up on a stage far away. He was real. He was right in front of me. And to be in a small room in an intimate setting like that where I could really see somebody's conviction and their love for the word of God.
And feel God's presence.
And to see that he wasn't perfect, of course, and that he had struggles also, but you know, he relied on the word and that kind of drew me to him. And he was, you know, he was very strong on us too. We were kind of drawn to him also. And he decided that once the Bible study was going on, he decided he was going to start a church. And we just fell into just helping him.
Yeah, you guys seemed
we were just helping him.
Loved him. And I'm like, who is this man that Lupe loves? And I mean, he must be pretty, you know, he must be a pretty decent person. But there was something I wanted to ask you. Gosh, it's like most people, when they see preachers, the first thing they think about is like the tithe thing, that all they want is money. And I mean, did you feel that way? Or is that just an excuse for most people not to go to church and not to give or whatever like that?
You know, now that you bring that up, this is just my opinion about it. Tithing is a huge part of the church. In order to have a church and a successful church, the members need to give for the bills, for the community, you know, to help others. And because a lot of believers don't do that, that's why we have all this need outside of the churches, you know? So in my heart, in my spirit, I knew that we were going to continue to help the community. So that wasn't a factor. It wasn't anything that is like, okay, this is what I must do. Never to me, because this is how I began with Positive Light, you know, and I saw the fruit coming out of Positive Light, whether I was in it or not. My heart was always in there, and it's still with Positive Light. You know, if there's anything that I am asked to do with, that has to do with Positive Light and Denise and Willis and the family, I'm there.
Yeah, the trusting that your word, and I know that that coming out of your mouth right now, that's your word, and I know that's accurate because of our history and your reputation, your integrity.
And you guys have been that example.
Yes.
Because we've known that we could count on you guys anytime we needed help or food or a place, your home, entertainment. We knew you guys were going to be there no matter what. So we're just following in the same.
And now that Shantae's part of the family, I must say, I know it's not part of what you're asking me, but when I saw Shantae coming into the family, I was so blessed. I was so blessed, and I was so, I felt so much joy. It was like she was part of me as well, you know, because I knew she was in good hands, that this is where she needed to be, and you were the perfect couple to guide this young lady, and I'm so proud of her.
Absolutely. She's giving me the fits.
Mm-hmm. Just like you gave me.
Some fears.
What? No, just like you gave me.
That's just the love.
Yeah, just pass it on.
I think also with what went on, with what you were saying about God's in, you know, you came to us and asked, you and Steve, and we met with Pastor Louie. Mm-hmm. Would we be a part of working with the children's ministry, working with the praise team? Mm-hmm. Once we got in there, exactly what you were saying that drew you into that church is what I think drew so many of the people in there. It became a very close-knit church family. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was an intimate type of thing. It wasn't just you came to church on Sunday. You know, and you went back home. I mean, it was anytime there was a birthday, anytime there was, someone had a need, they were on the phone. Mm-hmm. The church became, you know, someone that you could depend upon and very, very tight knit.
Yeah. And, you know, through those years and through all the people that came in, I mean, we were talking about maybe a month ago, you know, how many people have walked in, have come in through God's in, through tithing, because we have to document that, you know, and because, why? Because we need to make sure that they get their yearly, correct, for information for them, for their taxes. So, so as we're going through all that and getting all that organized, it's more than 200 people that have gone through God's in, you know, and it is, and it is an honor to say that we have been involved in touching those people in different ways, you know, and that's all because of God. Mm-hmm. It's all because of God. It's because Pastor Louis was obedient to what God placed in his heart, because Positive Light, God placed that in Willis's heart, you know, and it just unravels from there, you know. But how many people have you not touched? I mean, how many times did we come to Skid Row and you continue, you know? It's just amazing how, and that's what the church needs to be. Mm-hmm. That's who we should be, right?
And you were saying that you met Pastor Louis through like a couples class, and now you guys are teaching a marriage class. And how does that feel, knowing what you went through in marriage and being able to instruct other people and help
them? It's amazing, because to me, that's what God had always placed in my heart, to help others. Mm-hmm. You know, I never knew that it was going to be through our marriage and our testimony, you know. But I mean, when I have an opportunity to talk about God, I talk about God, at work, at any place I'm at. And I share our testimony, because if people like you, of course, that knew where we were, who we are, where we came from to where we are now, it's a restoration, transformation, and goes on.
Amazing grace.
It is. Yes, and it's amazing grace. Exactly what it is. It's God's grace on our relationship. So when I have an opportunity to talk to any couple who is struggling and anybody who is in sin, I don't hesitate to say, you know, you need to keep your eyes focused on the Lord. This is what he has done for us. And now that we have the honor to be able to speak about our relationship through different sessions that we go through. I mean, we've gone through the DNA of relationships, love and respect. We have been, and Angelina and Pastor R. Delgado were facilitating that, you know, in our home. So now we're going through, we did the five love languages, and now we're doing the Marriage on the Rock from Jimmy Evans and his wife, which is awesome. And now, even though we did that at our at the church in Riverside, now we're initiating it actually on October 11th in our home out in Orange County. Mm. So we've been, you know, God moves you around for so many reasons. His plans are greater than ours. And, you know, that's why I think I'm just in awe about, you know, what he has done with our marriage. And even though it's painful, I love to talk about it because it encourages others that are seeking what we have, without knowing what it took to get us here. You
well,
know?
I know your guys' example. I have used numerous times with young women and at my work, on my job, you know, because some of them struggled the same way I seen you struggle, you know, in and out of relationships. And, you know, I says, I can only tell you what I've seen with my eyes on this couple here.
And that's God's miracle, niece. Yeah. This is us here together right now.
We're uniquely equipped.
Being with you is God's miracle, God's grace. You know, if it weren't for him, we would not be here. Mm-hmm. And it took our obedience. Okay. Also.
Not even knowing, but it was God's plan all the way, because it was God's power to change us through the Holy Spirit, to break us down and to surrender. And it was for us to get into the Word and then to get into a church and get plugged in. Mm-hmm. And then to serve and to do all those things, we've come full circle to be where we're at right now and all things pertaining to marriage. And and he has a funny sense of humor with that. It's like, oh, you hate marriage? Guess what? You're going to teach it on it now.
Marriage class.
You know, and it's such a huge need.
Yes.
It's huge.
And I want to say that Denise is my wife for a lot of years. And I mean, just an awesome woman.
She is.
I don't believe there's any like her.
No.
And
she
the
is
closest thing
made.
To closest thing to Christ that I've met on this earth. But that's another story. Okay, you want to ask Steve about
I want to ask how you came about becoming a pastor.
Well, it was completely unexpected. Keep in mind, this was a very small church that we started, and pastor just asked me, you know, he goes, you know what, the Lord has shown me that there's something in you, that you have a servant's heart, that I would like you to be a pastor with our church. And I'm just like,
right, like Lupe coming out of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Well, anybody that knows Steve, the first couple things, he doesn't like standing in front of people. He doesn't like speaking in front of people. So now,
and I didn't go to seminary school, or I'm not a Bible scholar and all that. And basically it was like, you know, I don't know enough to be, you know, but he was like, you know what? I just want you to do administrative stuff, you know, the organization and the back, the behind the scenes stuff. And we'll build you up slowly to eventually get behind the pulpit. And that's what we did.
Well, you had a little push. When Pastor Louie had a stroke, you kind of had to step up.
Yeah, you guys had to step
you
up.
Had to step
there
up.
Was no...
And there was a good woman behind that because without her encouragement and her kicking me in the butt also and just believing in me, and I couldn't have done it without her either. So I just want to thank you, babe.
Thank you, babe. And would you like to pastor your own church someday?
I think from listening to other pastors on TV and radio and just personally, I mean, you never really set out to say, well, I'm going to be a pastor. It's kind of, it's God's will, and he makes it happen. Mm-hmm. And if you're obedient, that's where you end up going. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much where I've been. You know, it wasn't something I really wanted to do or even thought about, but just being obedient to God and saying, okay, this is what you want me to do. I'm going to do it. I'm not, you know, comfortable or confident about it, but I'm just going to take a step of faith.
But you know what's awesome about his testimony that he rarely shares, and I think that is so powerful and strong, but that's just the way my husband is. He's very humble about his testimony. His testimony is so powerful. I mean, I encourage him to share it with other men, because if it were not for that wrestling moment that he had with the Lord, he would not continue to be obedient to what God tells him to do. If it weren't for that fighting and because of our relationship and him not going after the woman that God was telling him to go for, because that's how it all unraveled, you know. He knows the power of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He felt the power of the Lord. Yeah. He felt his grace, you know, and that's so awesome when we feel that, but we need to express it more. We need to share it more. That's why, you know, I encourage him. You need to share that because other men need to wrap that around, you know, they need to think about it. They need to process, you know, and if you don't share what God has blessed you with, how can they know?
Without the Holy Spirit, it's just head knowledge. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really, I mean, people can pick that apart if they want and look at it. Oh, it's just positive thinking or it's just head knowledge and it's just, you know, wisdom and all. But until you experience the Holy Spirit, that ties it all together. That's what gives it the foundation.
Power. The wisdom.
That's the power. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you this, and it's a question here. And I heard Loop, she made a comment that all in God's timing, she said. And in my mind, it led me to believe that you thought that you had to go through all the hell you went through.
Oh, no.
Because of God's timing.
No, God's timing was then.
Right.
You know, I wasn't ready. Yeah, I was running the opposite way. Yeah, oh, no, I totally agree with you. Uh-huh. God's timing is now.
Is it when
we just don't want to surrender to it, you know?
In other words... that and these days that we're living in, people call them the last days, that people don't believe in God. They don't believe in the word of God. Mm-hmm. They don't believe it's accurate. And I mean, the Bible says that there's so many different words out mm-hmm. there and so many false prophets and so many other things and so many other books to read and so many other opinions and things.
Always something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But... if we decide, I mean, if we just pick that book up, everybody says, well, it means that to you, it means this to me or whatever like that. Mm-hmm. But it's still so simple that a child can understand.
Yeah, it's common sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And love thy neighbor as you do yourself. Yeah. But love God first. Mm-hmm. I mean, things that are that easy, people just don't want to believe in that. And therefore, we all go through these struggles. Yeah, every last single one of us.
It's every day, every minute. It's a choice. The battle, you know, the battlefield that we have in our minds, it's our choice. We can control it. He gives us the power, you know, but we choose not to. We choose to run the other way, you know, mm-hmm. and that's what I did until he said, you're done running.
And I really believe that in the beginning of our relationship when we used to study, it's like there's something in this girl. She knows that these words are accurate because you understood them.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have the Holy Spirit to understand them. Mm-hmm. The Bible says you can't understand those words without the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. I was chosen, and now I know.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know that I was chosen. I know when he brought me back to where this is my child, you know. I can go back and identify it now. I can see his prints all through my childhood to where I am now, mm-hmm. you know. But when I was running from him, I still had that veil over my eyes, you know. Uh-huh. Even in miracles, as he showed himself through my children, you know, right now, you all know that, you know, we have six children. Mm-hmm. We have five girls and one boy.
Between the two of you?
Yes, we're the Brady Bunch. yes, we do. And, you know, we all have struggles. Even them seeing our testimony, they still have their own doubts, you know? Mm-hmm. They still have their own doubts. And we go back to God's timing. His timing is now. Even though they have seen the miracles, how many times has that happened to us in other things?
And also...
You know, we've seen the miracles, but we continue to run the other way,
like,
you know, because we want to choose to do our things.
The Hebrews coming out of Egypt
mm-hmm.
and all the miracles that God showed them.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, the day after...
The struggle that they want to go back.
Yeah.
Short memory.
They want to become slaves again. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We constantly choose that.
Now, you're talking about slaves. What you talking about slaves?
Well, yeah, isn't that where Moses took them out of Egypt?
They were slaves?
Yes. Yes, they were. That's where slavery comes from.
Or slave to alcohol, slave
exactly.
to...
Exactly. Bondage. Absolutely.
New slaves.
Yes.
New slaves. The new Jack Slade.
It was Kanye.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, now, Luke, we have about 4 minutes, 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Can you touch on your citizenship thing a little
briefly.
Bit?
My citizenship, okay. Boy, well, I always thought I was a citizen. Honestly, you know, I did. Until I was asked to have, you know, when I went up for my first job and they asked me for a social security card and I didn't know what the heck that was. Mm-hmm. So then I realized that, you know, that I wasn't. But, you know, I was illegal in this in California for many years. But when we were brought down to California, my mother was pregnant and we were taught to say we were American citizens. So I was about 5 years old. So I always believed that I was an American citizen. Mm. So briefly, you know, moving forward to recently, what, maybe 2 years ago? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a huge step. But it's also an obedience. You know, it's God's order. We talked about God's order. You know, everything in our life is in order. And it was time. It was time for me to, you know, give.
Was it hard? Was it?
It was absolutely. Because, see, I'm not one to... and still, even, you know, in my walk with the Lord, it's very difficult for me to retain. Mm-hmm. So that school, God's word, you know, so
work,
everything, you know, so I need more time to retain things and in different ways I have to learn. So for me, I didn't want to go through that struggle of having to learn something. It's very difficult. So I didn't want to go through that, you know, so I just kept. You know, pushing
another
it.
Battle you ran away from.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I really don't need this. I really don't need this. But then what pushed me to it is that because my residency was going to expire, I was either going to have to pay so much and it was almost as becoming a citizen. So I said, you know what, I might as well just become a citizen. You know, I got to go through it. I need to do this. And then I had my husband, you need to do this. You need to do this.
What was the studying process like for it? Like, was it a lot? Of questions that you
it was like 100 and some questions that I, you know, that so I had the CD and I was constantly, you know, I at one point I knew more answers than he.
Yeah,
he was born here.
I'm like, man, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'd be like, that's not it. It's this, you know, but it was being committed, mm-hmm. you know, and being obedient. Okay, I have to do this. There's no way around it. You got to do this right, you know, and there was. You've got 100 and some questions that they ask you, you know, and then you go in for your interview and you're thinking about all these 100, you know, and some questions, and then they only ask you 3, you know, mm-hmm. and it's like, I had my moment where, you know, it was very difficult, but praise God, you know, after much effort and sacrifice, I passed.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. As a citizen.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to wind it down now. Really appreciate, you know, you guys coming
in—it's
an
honor.
Awesome,
we thank
awesome,
you.
Awesome story.
And
thank you.
I mean, we could go on for hours and hours.
Yes.
And,
oh, yeah.
we want to thank Denise
yes.
for the food outside, and she's really the backbone
yes.
of everything I do. She's, I mean, too awesome.
Thank
and
you, Nate.
Just thank you for putting stuff together and supporting.
Always supporting us.
Yeah. So. I'm like kind of at a loss of adjectives right now. We're like winding down and this is like kind of awkward for me. Shante, you want to take over?
Yeah. Do you guys have any closing comments or shout outs to your kids, family that may be listening?
Right I now? Just want to thank all of you. I want to thank Denise, yes. Shante, and Positive Light.
And Handy.
Yeah, and whatever little cookie monster eyeball creature there. But thank you for and yes, absolutely our family, because without our family, we would not be here. Yeah. So we have great children. We love them. And thank you, all of you for having faith and trusting us. Mm-hmm. So, just thank you for all of us.
Shout out to the God's Inn family. Yes. We love you guys.
Where are they located now?
We're in Riverside at the Yorba Valley Community Center. Our mm-hmm. services are at 7 o'clock on Sunday nights. Mm-hmm. Come on down. We'd love to have you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. And you are a brilliant preacher. I've heard mm-hmm. your message. I've mm-hmm. seen you in the beginning. And
it's a lot more comfortable.
And yeah. you
and
work,
a work
it,
in progress.
You
the
work
Lord
it,
is yeah. with
and
me.
Really and good. It's awesome to see. Last comments with me is that I believe Christians need to step up to the plate.
Absolutely.
They need to be obedient and keep
Trust.
Their word.
Trusting.
Yeah, we need to keep our words. We're held more accountable.
Yes.
than just the average Joe Blow on the street. And that a lot of times we think we're doing so much that we don't have to keep our word. If you don't want to keep it, don't say it.
Yep.
You know, if you're too busy being brilliant or helping the world, saving the world, then don't promise or make a commitment that you know you can't keep.
Yep. That's right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to Positive Perspective.